Just like your teeth, which we don't wait for issues to happen with that as a general rule, and sugar in your affects teeth, gravity affects your spine. So in today's culture, everyone's got their head down and they're looking at their phone and they're not conscious that in that position, gravity actually degenerates the spine. And then over time, that will build up and have tension come out in the body. If you don't have symptoms, a wise thing to do is to go in and get your spine checked and get x-rays. Because the spine is, you know, designed to have some beautiful curves from the side. So you would come in to get your spine checked. And there's probably places in your spine that hurt that haven't gone to symptoms yet. But just like a small cavity versus a deep one, it's always good to find that out. Yeah, so you would come in, we do a new patient exam on you. You write out your health, right? What you'd be feeling and what kind of symptoms you've had in the past. And then we'd ask some questions about lifestyle, because lifestyle is very important, right? And in terms of what your needs are, what you're looking for, to what your health goals are, or your life goals, or your purpose goals. And then after that, we would then do some x-rays, and I would go over the x-rays with you and show you what normal is and show you what yours are. And then through a slow, steady amount of adjustments and times, we would help regenerate your spine and give you more life, right? So we just help people attain better posture and gravity. They're classic things that no one's really talking about anymore. You know, women used to put books on their heads. Right? Men used to play sports where they were upright all the time. Being on the computer and being curved over, that's why sitting is the new smoking. That's the new tagline. And that we were designed to walk, you know, in reality, 13 miles a day with looking around in our environment. And we're not doing that anymore, so a lot more degeneration is happening in spines a lot faster. So that's why movement is so important and lifestyle is so important. I mean, a lot of the care that naturopaths, chiropractors, and actually some MDs are going towards is lifestyle care. And how can you go back into a more normal lifestyle or add some more beneficial movement patterns that make you healthier inside and out?
More and more when people fill out those forms on their first visit and we're looking at, we have something called like the section of our form, it's like a stress profile. It's looking at different ways that their life in the past and currently is taxing their system. A fabulous chiropractor that we've learned from has a great analogy. He talks about it, treading water with rocks in your backpack. So he says, if you were treading water and you had a backpack on, and every time you had something that was actually stressful for your body was like a rock in your backpack, it would start to hold you down. It would take much more energy in order to keep your head above water. So those rocks in the backpack can look like a poor diet, one poor night's sleep or chronically poor sleep, going to a job every day that you really don't enjoy, having a coworker at work that drives you crazy and is a big source of stress, being in a stressful relationship, not doing things that you love. I mean, one of our tagline, if you say at the end of our, Whale Family Chiropractic, do more of what you love. And what that means for us is, hey, we're here to help you do more of what you love by helping your physical body be as healthy as possible and have the capability to do those things. But we're here to encourage you to do those things because we know that helps like build resiliency. So all the negative things are like rocks and they weigh you down. And if we can help remove some of those rocks and help you get your head above water, build resiliency, get you being, you know, healthier and more vital in your life, then that's what we love to do.